Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
We are going straight over to the riverside, where we should have Joe ready and waiting for us. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Beth. As you've just heard in the background, that was the one-minute cannon. And am I okay to take over, Beth?
Absolutely, Joe. Give us a rundown of this division, please.
Marvellous. Thank you. So as the boats have just been pushed off from the side of the river, they've all got in their boats. They're all ready. We've had various quite serious team talks, I've seen, particularly Robinson M1, who are the head of this division. They're going to be followed by Girton M1, St. Edmunds M1, followed by Trinity Hall M1, Holmerton M1, Keys M2, LMBC M2, Hughes Hall M1, followed by Jesus M2, Darwin M1, Downing M2, Wolfson M1, Christ M2, First and Third M2, Corpus Christi M1, Queens M2, and Pembroke M2. There is a lot of interesting things going to go on in this division. We have a lot of boats on for spoons, a lot of boats on for blades, and they are off. We've got a very strong kick from Robinson M1. They're going to do anything they can to avoid getting bumped. That will see them in the top division of sandwich boats. It's a strong boat. Robinson, I would say, are pulling away ever so slightly from Girton M1. Just behind them, St. Edmunds are being put under pressure already from Trinity Hall M1. Robinson have just gone past me. They're looking strong, calm, collected. They know what they've got to do. Girton doing all that they can. Girton are pulling away from St. Ed, but they're not getting any closer to Robinson. And now I have St. Edmund passing me, coming under heavy pressure from M1. As you can hear, we have the whistles behind me. Trinity Hall are desperate to get that bump, and they will certainly be getting close as they enter Grassy. Following, we have Homerton M1. They've got a lot of space because behind me we have Keys M2, who are under incredible pressure from Lady Margaret M2. I would call that as overlap. They are looking for a bump. Keys M2 have just conceded that bump. So that means Lady Margaret M2 have got to get out of the way. As you can hear that celebration. But they're going to have to get out of the way fast because behind them, Hughes Hall M1 desperate for a change. I'm going to pass up to Will now at Grassy. Can you see anything, Will?
Robinson M1 are just coming past Grassy now. Girton have not gained on them. If anything, Robinson have pushed away from Girton. There's about almost 2 lengths of clear water. Oh, we have almost a bump on St. Edmunds. Pit Hall have overlap on St. Edmunds coming around Grassy. Pit Hall have the inside line. Edmunds are pushing away. Edmunds are taking a better line. And they've managed to take that overlap back. They're pushing away now. Pit Hall have really not used that to their advantage, although they are steering on the inside line. They still have an opportunity. They're probably going to get them outside the plough. Pit Hall are accelerating out of that corner and pushing away into the edge now. Behind them are Homerton, who are miles away from Pit Hall. Okay, go to the plough.
So we've just got first and third M2, I believe, have just bumped Christ M2. Christ are on for spoons. First and thirds are clawing it back. They're obviously just on a heightened level.
Well,
just down river from me, we also have a bump. That is Wolfson M1 who have bumped Downing M2. Will, how's it looking up at Grassy?
Trinity Hall have just bumped St. Edmunds on the plough reach. And Homerton are now going through. They have about 4 lengths either side of them. On Grassy corner, Darwin are coming around the corner and pressing into Jesus M2. They have almost about 8 feet between them. If Downing can push hard out of Grassy corner, then they're going to get the bump during the plough.
Yes, where we've just seen 2 boats come past. Robinson M1 have just come past, followed by Girton. Robinson have quite a lot of distance ahead of Girton, so I'm not sure that there's going to be a bump there, but we'll have to see on the long reach later. Just coming past me now is Hughes Hall. So, we've had all those bumps before, and there's not a lot of this. Well, there's not a lot of action between Hughes Hall and Girton, as you might expect, given the the distance that there are in the division between them. And just coming past me now, we've actually got he's tall again. So I think I've just got confused by the blade there. I believe this is, this is definitely Hughes Hall. So that first one must have been Homerton. A good one to try and to distinguish.
Well,
now we're going to go to the long reach where we have Jeff.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I've got Robinson and Gerson coming down the long reach now, but not too much happening up here at the moment. Will, what have you got on Grassy?
Well, I've just seen out of my field of view as Darwin are just heading around Dipping Corner. I think Darwin had the inside line on Jesus. So if anyone is on Dipping Corner, I'd like to see if that actually happened or not. It would appear not.
Yes.
Queen. Oh, no, we have someone.
Yes, there's actually not a lot going on there, so I'm going to throw back to Will now. Is there anything still happening at Grassy?
All the boats have gone past Grassy. I can just see the flower reach. Queens are pushing off Pembroke and go to Jack.
So Robinson are looking really strong at the top of this division. There's about four lengths between them and Gerson. Then we've had a bump. Tithall M1 have bumped up on St. Eddie's M1. And then Homerton M1. There's a big gap between them because behind them, Lady Margaret M2 have bumped up on Keys M2. Worth watching this one, though. Hughes Hall M1 on for Blades. Homerton M1 on for Spoons. Potentially, there's about two boat lengths between them on the long reach, though. Can't see that happening at the moment. And just behind that, I can see two lots of Blades. I believe they are going to be the Jesus M2 and Darwin M1 boat, which looks like they're really close to each other now. Looks like we've got overlap, in fact. Darwin M1, they got Blades last year. They're on for Blades again this year. If they can bump today, then they could have Blades for two successive years. Jesus M2 also got Blades last year, but they got bumped down yesterday, and it looks like they're going to get bumped down again today. They've got overlap now on the long reach. Darwin M1 are taking the side of the river that is closest to the towpath at the moment. The cox of the Jesus boat is really trying to get his crew on. Darwin M1, if they got Blades last year, they're going to really want to bump at the moment. If Darwin M1 bump this year, they'll have Blades for 2 years running. But they've just gone past me. I can see some more boats just mooring over to the side, just around Ditton. Juan, could you have a tell me what those boats are?
Yes, so we just had Claire M2 pass, so they were the last boat, they were the sandwich boat, and just ahead of them we had quite a bit of a battle going on between Queens and Pembroke. Those boats have now since gone far past me, so I think you, Jack, will have a better view of those two.
Thank you. So I have just seen two boats pulling over to the side, which means that Pembroke M2 have bumped up on Queens M2. A Pembroke M2 boat which got Spoons last year, and they're looking to fight back massively this year. They've blasted into this division proper, and they'll be looking to get a bump again tomorrow. We've got Corpus coming through as well. So after that, Darwin M1 and Jesus M2 battle, which is still going on by the motorway bridge. That's going to go right down to the final wire. We had a big gap between Wolfson M1 and Downing M2, which are two boats that have gone missing. Wolfson M1 were on for Blades. Downing M2 were on for Spoons. Joe, can you tell me any more about that?
Thanks, Jack. I'll just fill you in there. So you have a bump between Trinity Hall and St. Eddie's. We have a bump with Lady Margaret bumping Keys. That's a revenge bump from yesterday, I believe. Those two missing boats were not lost in fog. That was Wolfson M1. They did manage to bump Downing M2. They've just passed me looking rather resplendent in their foliage. We had a lot of very early bumps in this division, it seems. I've been first and third past me. They were just getting their photos taken. And LMBC, Maggie, they also are wearing their foliage for their bumps. So we have, I think from this division, we have Hughes Hall, who are no longer on for Blades, but we do still have two teams on for Blades. That is Wolfson. They have bumped once again, and I think there's one more. I think that's everything I've got down here. Jack, I'm going to throw back up to you to round up those results.
Thank you very much, Joe. Yes, I'll give you a rundown of these this M2 division as we know it at the moment. We'll go and get some confirmed results in a minute. But it looks like Robinson M1 are good for a row over, as are Girton M1. They've stopped their slide out of the M1.
Yeah, Wolfson!
Edmunds M1, as we hear Wolfson celebrating there, have been bumped down by Trinity Hall M1. Homerton M1, they got Spoons last year. They were on for Spoons this year, but it looks like they've managed to avoid that happening to them again. Lady Margaret M2 bumped up on Keys M2, as Joe said, a revenge bump from yesterday. Keys Hall M1 got blades last year, were on for blades this year, but they had no boats in front of them to bump, really, unless they managed to catch Homerton, but it didn't look likely. So they look like they're going to row over. Jesus M2 and Darwin M1, a bit like the W2 division. They were overlapping for most of the long reach, and it went all the way down to the railway bridge. So we'll have to confirm about whether those boats have bumps. But at the moment, it looks like both of them are going to row over. Wolfson M1 on for blades this year after they bumped Downing M2, who are on for spoons. Christ M2 on also on for spoons this year as they got bumped by first and third M2. Corpus looked good for a row over. Queen's M2 got bumped by Pembroke M2. And at the bottom of the division, the sandwich boat, Clare M2, looked good for a row over. And with that, we'll head back to the studio.
97.2 Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
And it is indeed time for results. It's Rahul in the studio now anchoring, and we're going to send down to Jack on the Riverside. Jack, can you confirm some M2 results for us, please?
I can indeed. Yeah, they were exactly as we called them. Darwin didn't manage to catch Jesus. That's the big story coming out of it. Right, so Robinson rode over, Girton rode over, St Edmunds were bumped by Trinity Hall M1, Homerton M1 rode over. They're going to avoid their spoons 2 years in a row, which is quite good news for them. Lady Margaret bumped up on Keys M2. That's a revenge bump for yesterday. Hughes Hall M1 got their blades last year. They were on for blades this year, but they rode over this year. Jesus M2 and Darwin M1 Darwin M1 were on for their blades this year. They got blades last year as well. But as I just said, Darwin didn't manage to catch Jesus despite nearly having overlap towards the motorway bridge. So Hughes Hall M1, Jesus M2 and Darwin M1 all rode over. Wolfson M1 bumped Downing M2. So Wolfson M1 are on for their blades tomorrow. Downing M2 are on for their spoons. Christ M2 got bumped down by first and third M2. Corpus Christi M1 rode over. Pembroke M2 bumped up on Queen's M2. And the sandwich boat Clare M2 rode over.